Hello everyone, my name is Masashi Yoshimura. I'm from NTT in Japan. And today I will present a high-speed Linux application execution in the browser with binary translation. So today the browser has become a computing platform. Games, 3D rendering, video processing, and even LLMs can run in the browser. Can any program run in the browser? Yeah, so the answer is no, and it is very difficult. This is because the browser must ensure security and portability and access to OS features, and the devices is limited. Yeah, so what if we could run any native application in the browser? Today there are many efforts to port powerful software to WebAssembly, such as PostgreSQL, FFmpeg, and LibreOffice. So native browser convergence combines native level performance with web level portability and security. Yes, so however, as mentioned earlier, it is very difficult to run any native application in the browser. Yes, so to address this problem, there are projects such as V86 and ContentWizen that port CPU emulators to WebAssembly. This approach works functionally, but CPU emulation causes severe performance degradation. In some cases, applications become tens of times slower. This performance limitation is a key problem we address. Yeah, so concerning that, we propose ELFCOM, LT binary translator from Linux applications to WebAssembly. Instead of emulating the CPU at runtime, ELFCOM translates the native binaries ahead of time. Because of this, ELFCOM can achieve a much better performance than CPU emulator-based approaches. Currently, ELFCOM supports EARC64 Linux applications converting. So next, I will show a demo. And in this demo, we run GNU Bash, VisiBox, and CPython in the browser. So these are pre-built Linux applications converted to Wasm with ELFCOM. Can you see that? Thank you. This is a demo page on the website, so you can run, you can try the demo on your own now. First, you can see that Bash is executed on the browser. So that's static version. This is a GNU Bash on the browser. And we can run some commands. For example, uname and ls, for example, psaux. With ps, we can see that two processes are running in the browser. And these commands come from VisiBox. We run Python. We start the Python repo. You can see that the binary information is head slash main colon and commit number. This shows that the CPython source code is not modified. And built build CPython as React applications and convert it into WASM. Yeah, so if I modify the CPython source code, this message will be head slash main dirty colon commit number. Yeah, so CPython runs in the browser without code changes. Yeah, so I try to execute Python, for example, print CW and PID. Yeah, okay, the output is correct. Yeah, so and quit, okay. Oh, sorry. Okay, so and we can make a file with a Vue command. Yes, yeah, so and for example, print elfcomp Python. Okay, and save the file. Yes, so and the content is print hello elfcomp Python. Yes, so if I try to execute with Python, yeah, the output is correct. Okay, so thank you. Thank you. Okay, so okay, thank you. This is the end of the demo. So let's go back to the slide. Okay. Okay, so next, let me show the benchmark results. We compare three approaches. The first is a source-level WebAssembly generated by MScript 10. And the second is React applications running on the on container WASM with QEMU. And the third is React applications translated using elfcomp. Okay, so we tested three benchmark programs. The first is prime number calculation, and the second is a neural network that trains on the MNIST dataset. And the third is RIMPAC floating point benchmark test. So this graph shows the performance ratio, and the first approach is set to 100%. Yeah, so as you can see, Condat WASM has much lower performance, but elfcomp achieves about 60 to 90% of the source code approach. This means elfcomp has smaller performance loss. Yeah. Okay, so to support real Linux applications, elfcomp must emulate Linux system calls in the browser. Yeah, so this is the most challenging part of elfcomp. Yeah, so and many system calls are sufficient to call the library functions of MScript 10. For example, opat, read, write, unlinkat, truncate, and so on. However, some system calls implementation is not trivial. Yeah, so in particular, process management such as fork and execvue is essential. Okay. So now elfcomp support fork and execvue, but due to time constraints, I will skip the implementation details here. So like this, a fork is executed, the execvue is executed, and also key idea is that each Linux process is represented as a web worker managed by a JavaScript JavaScript-based kernel. Yeah, that is the main key. Okay, so this is future work. First, we plan to improve the overall functionality. Yeah, so we still need to add more system call implementation. At the moment, we support only statically linked Linux applications, and we would like to support the conversions of Linux shared objects as well. Yeah, so in addition, the implementation of machine code translation is still in progress, and support for x86-64 is not complete yet, and that is a very hard work. Yeah. So second, we plan to port various tools. We are considering improving the Python environment and porting C Ruby. If you have any good ideas, let me know. Yeah, so we also welcome any issues or pull requests for ElfCom. So please feel free to check the repository. That is all. Thank you.